It's Friday, July 6th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Across India, Hindu radicals have used anti-conversion laws to target Christians engaged in evangelism. In God's providence, the chief minister of India's Arunachal Pradesh state told an audience of 2,000 Catholics that he planned to repeal the state's anti-conversion law as it is, quote, probably targeted towards Christians, end quote. Despite the law's enactment in 1978, thousands have come to Christ in the state, and Christians are welcoming the repeal of the restrictive law. Proverbs 21:1 says, "The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord, like the rivers of water. He turns it wherever he wishes." Iraqi Christian leader Bashar Warda of Erbil has thanked the United States for offering their support to Christians in Iraq who are rebuilding their lives after the devastation of the Islamic State. USAID provided $10 million to a number of charities to help Christians and others to rebuild their homes, with $25 million more promised in the future. Yesterday, Britain demanded that Russia provide details about the nerve agent attack in March on a former Russian double agent and his daughter in the United Kingdom. This demand came after a British couple became critically ill following contact with the nerve agent near the site of the attack. Russia has denied involvement in both cases. Irish Christian hymn writer Keith Getty received his Order of the British Empire insignia at Holyrood Palace in Edinburgh, Scotland on Tuesday from Queen Elizabeth, the first time a contemporary contributor to music and hymn writing has been awarded the honor. Getty has worked with his wife Kristen to produce 10 Christian albums. Their song, In Christ Alone, is one of the most well-known Christian songs in the UK. Proverbs 22:29 says, "Do you see a man who excels in his work? He will stand before kings. He will not stand before unknown men." Interestingly, Queen Elizabeth spends only 1 week in residence at Holyrood Palace at the beginning of each summer, where she carries out a range of official engagements and ceremonies. It is open to the public, though, throughout the rest of the year. After pro-abortion Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy retired, President Donald Trump has narrowed down his list of 25 conservative replacement judges to 3 people: federal appeals judges Amy Coney Barrett, Brett Kavanaugh, and Raymond Kethledge. Conservative groups are pushing support for Barrett, who is the mother of 7 children and opposes abortion. Trump will announce his final Supreme Court pick this Monday. U.S. Representative Jared Polis won the Democratic primary for Colorado's governor race last week to face Republican nominee and Colorado State Treasurer Walter Stapleton in the fall. Polis is openly committed to unnatural relations between two men. Meanwhile, Colorado is facing multiple wildfires. The spring fire in the southern part of the state is the 3rd largest on record. The fire has spread to over 100,000 acres, destroying 100 homes and displacing 2,000 households. With the aid of the American Center for Law and Justice, Christian evangelist Rodney Keister filed a petition on Tuesday with the U.S. Supreme Court after a lower court ruled against Keister in a free speech case. In 2016, Keister was barred from preaching to students at the University of Alabama by campus police. Keister's ministry states, quote, "We are here to represent Jesus Christ to a dying world. In a society of constant change and dwindling morals, we desire to help you prepare to stand before God," end quote. Paul wrote in 2 Timothy 1:8, "Do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but share with me in the sufferings for the gospel according to the power of God." Facebook has blocked conservative and pro-life groups before, but lately, the company took to censuring the Declaration of Independence, reports CBS News. After the Declaration's famous opening lines about all men being created equal and having an inalienable right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, it goes on to list 27 specific grievances against King George III's rule. The last of those reads, quote, "He has excited domestic insurrections amongst us and has endeavored to bring on the inhabitants of our frontiers, the merciless Indian savages, whose known rule of warfare is an undistinguished destruction of all ages, sexes, and conditions," end quote. Facebook's algorithm flagged and removed a post containing the excerpt about merciless Indian savages, labeling it as quote-unquote hate speech. The post was put up by a Texas newspaper, the Liberty County Vindicator. Facebook has since apologized and restored the post. The 2018 American Customer Satisfaction Index restaurant report came out recently, and again, Chick-fil-A topped the list for their service among fast food restaurants. The company's stated corporate purpose is, quote, "to glorify God by being a faithful steward of all that is entrusted to us and to have a positive influence on all who come into contact with Chick-fil-A," end quote. Steven Sikora, who lives in Brookfield, Vermont, responded to my invitation to share why he enjoys The Worldview in 5 minutes. He wrote, quote, "Your daily newscast is so encouraging and uplifting compared to any newscast I have ever heard. I love the way you insert Bible verses into your news. Please continue in your ministry. You have my prayers and support," end quote. I'd love to hear from every state in the Union and at least 7 foreign countries. We are especially grateful to hear from young people. Make sure to include your age if you're under 18. So far, we've received emails from New York, Vermont, and the nation of Chile in South America. What do you like about this newscast? Feel free to explain how you might use it in your prayer life, family worship, or home education. Send your email to adam@theworldview.com. And finally, I've got some good news. The first 3 donations have come in toward our Friday, August 3rd goal of $30,000 to keep The Worldview in 5 minutes on the air. Each day, our team spends 8 to 9 hours working on The Worldview between researching, interviewing, transcribing, writing, editing, and voicing the newscast. Special thanks to Laura from Hillsboro, Texas, for her one-time gift of $50, to John in Panama City, Florida, for his one-time gift of $100, and to Kim in Lauderdale-by-the-Sea, Florida, for her one-time gift of $1,000. We are grateful to God for your sacrificial generosity. We need just 29 more Worldview listeners to pledge $50 per month for a year and 38 more listeners to pledge $25 per month for a year. Go to theworldview.com. Click on Give on the top right, then on $50 or $25, and check the recurring donation button. Would you step up to the plate and be one of 7 new donors to support this ministry by this Sunday at 1 p.m. Central? And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, July 6th, in the year of our Lord, 2018. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.